This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler, heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. Welcome to the program with a unique focus on helping Canadians avoid probate. The one thing everyone should know about probate is that it's not inevitable. With some planning and good advice, you can avoid the exhausting, expensive, and time-consuming probate process and have your affairs settled quickly and privately. Speaking of good advice, here are your hosts of Avoid Probate.
Good morning, Zoomer listeners. Welcome to this special episode of the Avoid Probate Show. Glad you're joining us on this Sunday morning, special Sunday morning. Jason Laidler here with the world-famous Ted Walsh and Debbie Stanley, both in studio this morning. Hello, everybody.
Good morning and Happy New Year to our friends down under.
Right. It already is.
It's already there.
I remember when in the year 2000 when we flipped over.
What was that thing called? Y2K.
Y2K. I was doing the morning show at CFRB, and my producer, Mike Bendixson, and I, we decided we were going to make some phone calls around the world. As soon as we got in, we were on the air at 5:30, and of course it had already flipped over. 5:30 in the morning. But it was already, this was New Year's Eve day, just like right now. But it had already flipped over to New Year's Day, so we contacted somebody in New Zealand, and we just went through, as we progressed through the morning, we went through the different parts of the world that were...
Well, you were time traveling.
Random phone numbers?
We found... Mike was a really, really good producer. He was an excellent producer, so he managed to dig up different places and...
Or radio stations. Radio stations or just people?
Some radio stations, some restaurants, some hotels. Yeah. Yeah, different places. So we found people in different locations, and it was kind of cool. And, of course, everybody's all panicked. You know, planes were going to fall out of the sky.
Yes, I remember that.
That's everybody's computer.
The microphones were going to explode.
Yes.
Maybe somebody will call in from New Zealand to the Avoid Probate Show this morning.
Ah. It was a funny line. Gosh, I wish I could remember his name right now, and I feel so bad that I don't. But our Queen's Park correspondent, Mike Harrison, the Conservatives were in power at the time, and just a couple of days before, he was interviewing him in a scrum, and he said, "So are you worried about your party come New Year's Day?" He says, "Well, what are you talking about?" He says, "Well, everybody's concerned that the PCs are going to crash."
Well, please.
It was funny.
I wonder how many of our listeners got that joke. That was a joke, by the way.
Personal computer.
Use the term loosely. Well, okay, well, we're going to have a bit of fun today because it's a holiday, sort of, right?
Is it a holiday? Yes, it's a special day.
Yeah. Well, and tomorrow's a holiday, too.
Yeah.
You working tomorrow, Ted?
No.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if I'm working right now.
Yes, all right. And happy birthday again, Ted. I know that it's gone now, but...
Yes, it was last week.
Yes, so once again, happy birthday to Ted Walshen.
Thank you.
We said your age, right? We can say it again?
Yeah.
The big 7-0.
Yeah.
Big year.
Yeah, and I saw some of the spread that was laid out for Ted's 70th birthday party celebration. It was very impressive. Lots of food. The Ukrainian thing, right?
Yeah, Ukrainian, you have to have food.
Well, it is a special day. It's New Year's Eve day. So everyone's going to a party tonight, right?
Are we all partying?
Are we going to...
I thought that's what we're doing after here.
Ring in the new year?
Not me.
I was going to say, Ted, do you stay up?
I might.
Yeah? Well, you're a bit of a night owl, though.
Well, I am sometimes.
I don't think my mother... Hi, Mom. I don't think my mother has seen... the new year come in for like 40 years.
I think it's also overblown.
Yeah.
It's a reason for family and friends to get together. I get that. And that's cool. That's nice, you know.
My husband and I, we are ordering in Chinese. We're staying in our pajamas.
It's very popular, I think.
Watching movies. We'll be asleep by 10:30.
What? But you'll be hungry by 11.
Definitely.
I think it's got to be like one of the busiest years for Chinese food orders.
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be.
I think Christmas is a popular time, too.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to do Christmas Eve Chinese food dinner for long time. Great Chinese food restaurant locally. You're lucky, right? When you live in a small town, if there's a Chinese food restaurant, and if it's good, you're lucky. And we were lucky that way for a long, long time. But then it changed owners, and it wasn't so good anymore. So, yeah, we haven't done it for a while. But, yeah, I'll definitely be staying up late.
Are you a late owl, night owl?
Yeah, I can be.
Yeah.
So I like it. I like the, I don't care about the ball thing, climbing the tower, or falling down the tower, or whatever is happening. And is it New York? Is it
Times Square?
Times Square.
Times Square, yeah.
Right? With Ryan Seacrest?
I know, and his husband? Right?
No, I don't think he's gay.
Oh, I do.
No, no, that's...
I thought they were a couple. Is that not his partner?
No, you're thinking of Anderson Cooper.
Yes, I am thinking of Well, it is Anderson Cooper.
No, that's not his...
Oh, that's CNN.
That's right.
But that's still Times Square.
Probably.
Yeah, it's just different network. Right, Anderson Cooper, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah. Yeah, and of course, you would remember, was it Dick Clark who did it for a million years?
That's right.
Right?
That's right. It was, he got the ball rolling, as it were.
Yeah.
Did it for a long time. Do you remember that, Debbie? Before your time?
I think it might be before my time.
Listen to Debbie. All right, well, we do have a show for you today. It's a little bit lighter and different because of the holiday, and we're going to take it easy on you this morning, I guess. Won't be too much information overload, but it is the Avoid Probate Show. We're going to talk about some Avoid Probate stuff. Of course, Debbie Stanley has an update, correct, Debbie? Am I right? Do you have an update?
We'll have to wait and see.
She never tells us. Listeners, you have to understand, she never will tell us in studio before we go to air. She always teases us, and we hear it when you hear it. We never get...
It's breaking news.
Oh, is it breaking news?
No.
Okay.
But you hear it when the listeners hear it.
That's
so
right.
In a way,
that's
it's
what I'm telling
news.
The listeners. Yeah. We don't know. I never know.
If it was breaking news, it'd be on CNN, because everything on CNN is breaking news.
Oh, is it?
Mind you, everything is breaking news now. CP24, breaking news. What's the breaking news?
Snowing.
Snow in Niagara Falls.
Car accident. I don't understand why the news... Why does the news tell me there's a car accident in Mississauga on the street? Like, why does it... It doesn't change my life. I don't get it. Why do they report car accidents on the news?
Well, for people who are leaving the house.
That's what your gizmo's for. Your phone. Your Waze.
Well, not everybody uses that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I live in Beaverton, so it's not really applicable.
You don't have accidents.
I was just going to say, are there no accidents in Beaverton?
There are sometimes, of course. And there's a Chinese food restaurant. So we do have a show lined up for you today. We're going to get an update from Debbie Stanley. Apparently, I don't know what the details of it yet. We'll find out after this first break. We're going to just talk about some New Year stuff, the year in review. Mm-hmm. I think we should, it was a good year. Well, we'll talk about the year in review. And we have, speaking of breaking news, people, we have breaking news, but we're not going to share it with you just yet. Stay tuned. Big breaking news story with regard to the Avoid Probate Show. Okay, let's take our first break of the morning, and we'll come back right after this and hear what Debbie has to say. We'll be right back.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
Hi there, this is Jason Laidler from the Avoid Probate Show, and I'm pleased to say I'm having a quick conversation, to introduce my friend Paul Portman from Portman Law, who is a regular contributor to the Avoid Probate Show. He's one of the lawyers on the team at avoidprobate.ca. Paul, how are you?
Good, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So you're one of the lawyers on the team because you have an expertise in law, specifically in what part?
So I specialize in estate law, litigation, and bear trusts. I do quite a bit of work in that area.
And I'm glad you mentioned bear trust, because we often talk on the Avoid Probate Show about how a bear trust can help avoid the probate on property, correct?
That's right.
And it's widely misunderstood, but it's something that you're able to help our listeners figure out and avoid the probate on their house, cottage, commercial property, whatever it might be, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And how does it work? Like, in a nutshell, the way the bear trust is set up, tell us real quick.
Yeah, so a bear trust, in a lot of ways, is like any other trust agreement. The major difference between a regular trust agreement and a bear trust is that the bear trustee doesn't really have any powers in relation to the trust. They can't really do anything other than what's explicitly in the bear trust agreement. And the Bear Trust Agreement doesn't say anything other than they're holding legal title.
So really, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't create a tax event. It just simply avoids the probate nightmare.
That's correct.
Okay, and if listeners want to contact you directly, I mean, they can always reach you through us at avoidprobate.ca, but if they want to contact you directly, the best way to reach you is what?
They can contact me by email at paul@portmanlaw.ca. That's PORTMANLAW.ca. Or they can contact me by telephone at 647-527-5878.
And it doesn't have to be a Bear Trust question in particular, any estate question, you can help them out, correct?
That's right.
All right, well, thanks for being here today. And I know you've been a guest on the show in the past, and hopefully you'll be a guest in the future, and we will continue to work together to help all the listeners at AM 740 Zoomer Radio who have any estate planning questions. They can call Jason Lather or they can call Paul Portman directly.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
Welcome back. And as usual, the information we provide for you in this program is for general consumption only. It's not intended to provide particular legal or investment advice. Every situation is different. So if you have legal or investment questions, you should speak with a licensed expert, and we have them on board. So questions, comments, email us at info@avoidprobate.ca, info@avoidprobate.ca, or you can call us. It's toll-free number 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. And now, for the last time this year, solving the probate puzzle from ETP Canada, Debbie Stanley is here. Hi, Debbie.
Wow.
What an intro.
Wow, I don't even know how to react to that.
For the last time
this year.
Yes. Okay, well,
here
that's true. That's true.
Yes, I am
well
here
done,
for
Ted.
The last time. Wow, that gave me goosebumps.
I speak only the truth.
Me too.
All right.
How's it going, Debbie?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm excited about your report.
My report on
the last report
of the year.
The last solving the probate puzzle report of the year.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Let's have it.
Okay. Well, my update on the estate of Roxy Mu is that I was able to send some money across overseas to the good old United Kingdom and over to the United States. So we got some monies over to those beneficiaries. Actually, it was before the holidays, so that was really nice to do. So
okay, good. Can I ask what service you used to do the transfer?
We did a wire transfer, so it was through the estate bank account while I stood there at the teller, and we wired it directly to their bank accounts.
So the bank wired it from the estate account.
Correct.
Is that a costly thing?
It does cost. It cost $50, and the other one was, I think, $60 over to the UK. So it does cost, but it's a really secure way to get the money over.
Mm-hmm.
Can't mail a check across overseas. That would get stuck at customs. So,
you think so?
Yeah, you can't send money over $10,000.
Oh, because of the amount. I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's just easier, and then we get immediate confirmation that it's gone in. So it's a really smooth way, especially once you have all the correct information. It is tougher, I will admit, if the beneficiary is in the States with one of those smaller banks, like Bob's Bank or something.
Yeah.
It does need to be a bigger institution for the wire transfer to work.
Just as an aside, for years I've been sending small amounts of cash to Scotland for friends and family with young children, right? Mm-hmm. Like £5 notes, £10 notes, that kind of thing. And I would put them in a birthday card until one time it didn't arrive. And I know what happened there. So now what I do is I put it in a business envelope and make it look like a business letter from Avoid. I've got the Avoid Probate stamp the envelope, looks like business stuff. And then, so there's no card,
right?
But at least the money arrives.
It arrives every time.
Yeah. Cards get scooped, right?
Yeah.
At holiday time and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
It made me really mad that year. But anyway, it doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. So that's the update for the estate of Roxy Mu. And then I was thinking, because it's the end of the year, I wanted to reflect on the top things that we at ETP Canada saw for questions.
Tell us.
So I thought we could open. Now, I have five. Am I okay to use the five?
Well, let's see how long it takes. Let's go. Okay, perfect.
Okay, so coming in at number five, well, then I have to open up my phone and get my list. Oh, here we go. Coming in at number five, the question is, do I really have to inventory the stuff in the house? So that's a fun answer, and it is yes.
Sure.
Yes. So, executors, remember that you are inventorying everything in the house.
Oh, God.
But.
Yeah, which is usually the reaction.
I think most people just close their eyes and imagine what it is and think, oh, no, no, no. Because it's not just, you know, you can walk into a room and you see 15 boxes, but now you can't just write down inventory. 15 boxes.
Yeah.
What's in the boxes?
And to be honest, you probably need to do this whether you're going through probate or not, because the beneficiaries want to know what's in the house.
I was going to ask you, are you doing this for the benefit of the Minister of Finance as part of your application, mm-hmm. or are you doing it for the benefit of the beneficiaries, or both?
Both.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big job, and it takes many hours, and you're going through everything. I always tell my clients when I'm named as the executor, remember, I'm going through your underwear drawer. So okay. That was number five. Number four, how long will the estate take to complete? So this is a common misconception that estates are really quick to complete here in Ontario. A lot of people seem to think 3 months is the magical number. That's the most we hear, where it really does take 12 to 18 months on average if everything goes smoothly.
Well, our listeners will know that because we've been talking about it every Sunday for a couple of years plus, and we know that we say 10 months just as a round number. But
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming in at number three, Jason, you'll like this. Why do I need probate?
Yeah. I like it and I hate it at the same time. I get the same question when we – don't forget, listeners, you can book a no-charge consultation. We'll come to you and we'll explain all this stuff to you in detail and show you what the options look like for you in your particular situation. We have solutions, but every time I'm having one of these no-charge consultations, inevitably the question, unless you've been through it recently, which is another reason we get calls, right? People say, why? Why does this happen? And what does it mean? What does it do? And we're here to explain it to you. We can do it one-on-one in this no-charge consultations setting, or call us to come out and speak to your group. You know, the Avoid Probate Roadshow is available to speak to your church group, book club, knitting club, optimist club, whatever it is, probus, whatever it is, your allegiance, whatever it is you're part of. We're happy to come out. There's no charge for that either. And it's a lot of fun. And frankly, we can say things at that roadshow that we can't say on the radio.
Well said. Although, it didn't answer the question. Why do I need probate?
Oh, you want me to answer it?
Yeah, in 10 words or less, because you do that to me.
I'll give you 20. Okay. For the benefit of the listeners, it's worth repeating. The probate process is the process that validates the will and recognizes the executor, the person who's going to act as the executor. And that's why having a will does not get you out of probate. Again, I've said it before. I wish I had a dollar for every time someone said to me, I don't have a probate problem, Jason, because I have a will.
Mm.
That has nothing to do with it. The probate process validates your will. Otherwise, the bank doesn't trust it. Right? We're asking the bank to trust that this will is the right one, and they don't know if it's the right one. So when the province gives us the rubber stamp after the probate process is done, 10 months later, and after we've paid the fee in advance, then the bank can relax because they know the province is going to back it, and they'll do business. They'll unfreeze the account.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That was more than 10 words.
You're right. Sorry.
All right. I'll let it go this time.
Thanks.
Coming in at number two, can we avoid probate by just not declaring things?
I guess the answer is yes, but you can also go to jail.
Yes, that's how I answer it too. How much do you like a all-inclusive paid vacation to the metal cells of jail? So you do need to declare everything in the estate. Like you said, I guess you can avoid declaring them, but we don't recommend it because...
In fact, if you've gone through the process with some diligence and then later discover you missed something in the estate, you've got 90 days, I believe, to resubmit
the paperwork and declare it.
And make the correction. Mm-hmm. So the clock's ticking.
And pay the additional tax.
And pay the additional tax.
Yes, yes. And to be honest, it's hard to get away with because you're filing the probate docs, which have a value, and then you're filing income tax returns, which can be discovered that there's investments there. So the government's eventually, I mean, they're not super organized. I didn't just say that, but they will eventually figure this out. So you do need to declare all assets.
Well, not just the government, but I also tell people, hey, if your neighbor's got an axe to grind or somebody in the family has an axe to grind, you better be careful because if they think that you're not doing the job properly or a beneficiary, I mean, anybody can throw you under the bus and they can do it like quietly.
Yes. Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're being reassessed and the reassessment can't be any fun. Right. And then they discover the error and you got a problem.
Going back to my grade six teacher, Mr. Gill, honesty is the best policy.
good advice, Mr.
Good call
Gill.
Out to Mr. Gill. All right, last number one question we got this year was, am I liable for the debts of the deceased? This is a worry that a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Am I taking on these debts? And the answer is no, that the estate is now responsible to pay these debts. However, if you as an executor have given out the money to the beneficiaries without paying the debts, well, guess what? Now you are in trouble and you will be liable. So make sure you pay all debts, taxes, do planning, cash flow planning, everything you can possibly do before releasing funds to the beneficiaries.
And that's absolutely correct. And not just the executor could be on the hook, the beneficiary could also be.
It could eventually roll over,
exactly.
But if it's found that the executor was, you know, not doing their due diligence and was just, you know, being Santa Claus at this time of year without even considering.
Oh, I get it. Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
I was going back in time there, but they can still be held liable. So as an executor, you do have a big burden, and make sure that you're engaging all the professionals that you need.
Something I've been wanting to ask you about for a long time, I keep forgetting. Speaking of the liability, are you using the executor insurance? Are you recommending that your clients buy executor insurance?
We do it on a case-by-case basis. If the estate seems like it's going to be contentious or there's some beneficiaries that are just going to be difficult, then we go down that road. However, when it's a simpler estate and you know that the beneficiaries will be signing release and indemnity forms and it's going quite smoothly, then we don't. So it's case-by-case.
Because I know some people are building that into their will revisions. They're saying right in the will, I'm allotting whatever, $5,000 to purchase executor insurance for the benefit of my executor. It's like an errors and omissions.
Yes, yeah. Now, even if you allot $5,000, it's based off the value of your estate. So it could be $15,000, the policy. So that's why we do it case by case, because it is actually pretty expensive.
Yeah, and I'm not pitching it, listeners. I don't sell that type of. I'm not licensed to sell that type of insurance, but it does exist. You can get insurance for your executor. There's only one provider, I think, and I can't remember the name of it.
Irisure,
I think it is. Irisure, right.
And you do have to do it within a certain timeline. So it's within the first few months of the estate. Mm-hmm. It's based off the value of the estate, and I think the maximum is 3 years that you can purchase.
Okay.
I could be wrong on that exact number, but it's a good option for sure.
Definitely worth considering. Okay.
Yeah.
Great year end wrap up
for
the Roxy Moo file. Roxy Moo is, you know, the fictitious name of the deceased person that's going through the probate process. Debbie is acting as the executor in this case. So we've been bringing you the update from the start. I think it's week 29, according to my notes, of this file. It's not done, but it's getting close to being done.
Yeah, we're pretty close now. We just have to do tax returns, wait for a notice of assessment, apply for the clearance certificate, and then that's it.
So if listeners want to talk to you, Debbie, and ask you some more questions, how do they reach you?
They can reach us on our website, which is www.etpcanada.ca. There is a button there. You can book a consultation with me. You can call 866-309-0387, and our email is info@etpcanada.ca.
Excellent. You're going to hang around with us.
Yes, I am.
Good. So we'll take a break and we'll come back with more on the Avoid Probate Show. Stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
It's time to gear up for fall with cool weather fashions from the very cool Kensington Market. Hey, it's Ted Wallace in Fort Tom's Place, where you're invited to check out the latest fall fashions that have just arrived. And since it is Tom's Place, even the new arrivals are on sale. Fall colors, new patterns, fresh designs, designer slim fit suits sold elsewhere for as much as $600, start at only $179 at Tom's Place. Check out Tom's fabulous collection of S. Cohen and other designer suits. Regular, three for $1,200, slashed for radio listeners to $1,100. Pick out a couple of sports jackets. Selected sports jackets are now 50% off, plus selected dress and casual pants, 50% off. Play it cool at Tom's Place, 190 Baldwin Street in the heart of Kensington Market. Tom's Place will suit you.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
And good morning once again. Welcome back. This is the Avoid Probate Show on this, the 31st of December, 2023. And how long will it be before you have to scratch out your check and write in 2024?
Scratch out your what?
Your check. The date on your check, right?
Immediately.
Yeah. How long does that take normally for people to mess up the date, right? I'm usually good till about March before I finally clue
in. Get it?
Yeah. By the way, speaking of information, the information that we provide for you, as we mentioned, is for general consumption. And if you're in need of any kind of assistance other than what you hear on a weekly basis here, we've got legal and investment people that we work with all the time. You've met many of them here on the program. In fact, our mortgage man, Jerome Train, will be joining us soon from the Mortgage Trail. And anytime you've got a question, feel free to email us, info@avoidprobate.ca, info@avoidprobate.ca, or call us toll-free, 1-844-667-7628, because if we can't answer the question, our specialists can answer those questions, and we provide that information for you for free.
And if our specialists combined, if the team as a whole cannot answer the question, nobody can. I'm confident in that. We've got the best experts. We've got the best experts from all specialties. And there are specialties, of course.
Yeah. Now, you had mentioned at the outset of this program that today there would be a very special announcement.
Did I say that?
You did say that.
Well, yeah, it is. It's New Year's. It's
the fire here.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, let's just rip the Band-Aid off, I guess, and tell the listeners what's happening here. It is the Avoid Probate Show. Thanks for joining us. If you're tuning in late, I'm Jason Laidler here with Ted Walsh and Debbie Stanley's in the studio. Colin Keyes is not in the studio, but he's joining us remotely. And we have been doing this every Sunday morning for over 2 years. I'm not exactly sure. Well, I know this is show 134 in terms of original content. We've had a few repeat shows aired for vacations and sickness and things like that. But in terms of original content, show 134, that's a lot of Sundays. And this will be our final show. Because
yes and no.
Yes and no. Final show as it looks today, it's going to change.
We're going to continue to do this program on a weekly basis, but it'll be available only in podcast form.
Right.
Meaning you won't be able to catch it here on the radio station, but it will be here and in the exact same form that you hear it every week. Debbie Stanley will be here. All of our contributors will be here. Yep. Our special guests will be dropping by.
Yep.
And we will be answering your questions and accepting your questions and your comments, as we have been for more than two and a half years now.
Yeah, more than that.
So it's all going to be the same, except you'll be able to listen to whenever you wish. And the best way for people to do that, Colin, is how?
Explain,
Get
Colin.
To the website. Yeah, thanks for bringing me in.
Thanks for being here.
Very excited about this new direction. The best way for people to continue listening to the show is to get to our website, avoidprobate.ca. Scroll to the bottom. This is the cold notes. Just scroll right to the bottom of that landing page when you get there. you'll see a heading that says sign up for our newsletter and get updates for our radio show and podcast. And there's two spaces below that where you enter your name and your email address. You click submit. We receive that, and every week you will automatically receive a link in your email box for you to listen to the past week's show. So you can check that out whenever and wherever you are, and stay informed and keep in touch and connected. Alternatively, you can always go to the website. Closer to the top of the page, there's a link that says listen to the show. And you could find last week's show if you're that proactive. But for me, I know I like people helping me get the info I need. So the spoon email feeding. Reminder.
Colin likes to be spoon-fed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm spoiled.
Yeah, grapes.
Well, with so much tech out there, it can get confusing. So yes. Colin, if a listener signs up for this, they can listen on any device, their phone, their computer,
their iPad, their who knows what's out there, maybe their gaming system,
their car,
the Oculus.
Okay,
the kids.
So nice and easy. They just need to sign up.
We have such a loyal listener audience and fan base that people are really taking advantage of this while they're out of town. And it's just going, keep that momentum going and come onto the website, sign up, and you will receive links to the show every week.
And if you happen to have any problems in connecting with us, because some people are more tech savvy than others, feel free to call us, and Colin or Jason or someone will get back to you and we'll walk you through it.
Yep,
make it easy for you. Most people have access to a computer. If you don't have access to a computer, then there are other ways that you can listen to the program.
And we've had such a positive response, not just from the podcast side, but also the roadshow side. Our year is booking up in 2024 of people wanting us to come out and present to their group and their team. This platform is growing. So we encourage people, if they are considering having their club or association book the Avoid Probate Show, to come to their meeting, to do it sooner than later. People love it. It's fun. It's interactive. It's informative. The team is growing, so more people are contributing to this presentation. And send us an email as quickly as you can, or give us a call. We'd love to book you in. We love meeting people and talking to them face to face.
And we can fit that into almost any type of environment, any type of timeline. So, for example, January 9th, I'm speaking in Stouffville. Shout out to our friends and listeners in Stouffville. And that's, we've only got 20 minutes. You know, the roadshow proper, if I had my choice, it's about a 45-minute presentation. But in this case, it's a dinner thing. And I guess it's, I don't even know if it's before dinner or after dinner at this point, but I'll find out. But in any case, I've been told that we have about 20 minutes. So we're going to condense things down. And what I'm trying to say is we'll make it work. You know, whatever timeline you've got for your group, your organization, we'll make it work. And I assure you that when it's over, compared to most people, you'll be probate experts. There's so much misinformation and confusion, right, Debbie?
Oh, absolutely.
It's shocking, the things I still hear. It's shocking. And we want to set the record straight and help people make informed decisions and let people know there are solutions.
There's help and there's education out there.
There's education. We're here for you.
Yeah, you're not alone. That's basically the big.
I think that's also a great segue into one of the other initiatives we have coming up to this next year. We're expanding just the Avoid Probate radio show and podcast. And maybe it's a testament to, it is a testament to Jason, Debbie, and Ted of how well they've run the Avoid Probate Show, but there's a second show that is now coming out. It is the Wealth Health Podcast, and it is going to expand and appeal to people that are looking for estate planning, financial planning, mortgage planning, will planning, accounting, beyond just the scope of avoiding probate. So a lot of people are looking for answers to their questions beyond just the avoid probate scope.
Exactly.
Scope of things. So we're expanding that into a much broader concept to a much broader audience. So You've created your own demand, so you're gonna be very busy in the new year, Jason. And we're really excited for the launch of this new show.
Yeah, the Wealth Health Podcast. Colin's absolutely right. I haven't said this very often on this show, but maybe once or twice, but I'll say it now. We've tried really hard on the Avoid Probate Show, the whole team here, to stay laser focused, right? We know what radio station we're on. We know there's other content on this station that deals with other issues that seniors or Zoomers or boomers or in particular are interested in. That's why the content's there. We've tried really hard to stay in our lane and focus on probate stuff, pre-probate, actively planning to avoid it, and of course, where Debbie Stanley comes in, post-death probate issues. So we've covered the whole gamut there from A to Z. And that's something like we really tried hard to not talk about travel trends for seniors and quinoa salad recipes for seniors and whatever latest drug discoveries. That's changing.
What's Ozempic?
Yeah, exactly. Ozempic. And so we've kind of outgrown that, to Colin's point. I don't want to say a victim of our own success. That's not the right term, but
it's close. It's close. And what we're doing is just creating a new platform for people that are interested in other areas of financial planning to tune in and find you. So it will appeal to the kids and grandchildren of your current audience as well. And as well, your current audience will find things that are fascinating, especially with people like Jerome. We're going to have industry professionals come on that show, and we're going to put them in the hot seat, and you're going to explore with them how Canadians can grow, protect, and ultimately pass on their estate. So we're really excited about this initiative.
Just to be clear, avoidprobate.ca is not going anywhere. The Avoid Probate Show, we are still staying in business, focusing on what we focus on here with our particular expertise.
Yes.
Ted.
Indeed. So with that in mind, we're going to step aside for a moment here, and we'll come back. And when we come back, one of the aforementioned specialists that we offer up for your assistance, he is the broker, as we call him. The broker is in.
Sounds ominous.
Yes, the broker is in. Jerome Trail from the Mortgage Trail. He will join us, and we'll talk about what's happening in the world of mortgages and anything else in that vein. So stay with us.
Learn more about avoiding probate at avoidprobate.ca or call 1-844-667-7628. Back with more Avoid Probate after this.
A diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease or dementia for you or someone in your life can be challenging. You don't have to face it alone, especially when help and support are so close at hand. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario can connect you with experts, education and care, valuable resources, and people who really want to help. Connect with us. The Alzheimer's Society of Ontario at ourconnectionsmatter.com.
This is Avoid Probate on Zoomer Radio with Jason Laidler of avoidprobate.ca.
And once again, good morning to you. This is the Avoid Probate Show. And we invite you to keep your calls and emails coming in. We get back to your questions as soon as humanly possible. And we like to share some of them on the air as well, so we can help you and you can help others simultaneously. info@avoidprobate.ca. That is our easiest way to get a hold of us, unless you want to actually speak to us. info@avoidprobate.ca. If you do want to speak to somebody, you can call 1-844-667-7628, 1-844-667-7628. Jason's mom will answer the phone.
Hi, Mom.
And if Jason's around, he'll take the call. If not, he'll get back to you. And as well, don't forget to drop by the website, www.avoidprobate.ca. There's a free probate calculator. You can play with that, get an idea of how much probate might be payable on your estate. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, the broker is in. Jerome Trail of the Mortgage Trail joins us. Good morning to you, Jerome.
Good morning, Ted. Good morning, Jason.
I wanted to point out something before. I know you've got things you want to talk about, but I read something interesting, and I found this quite fascinating, and I thought I'd share this and get your opinion on this. I was reading about, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody was, they were doing their will, and they had two children. One child was going to get basically 99.9% of the will. The other child, this man had nothing to do with them. They were estranged. But he left that person $1 in the will. And the reason that he left $1 was so that that person couldn't come back and say, oh, there was a mistake made. They forgot about me.
Yeah, interesting. It doesn't work that way.
But, why not?
Well, it just doesn't. I mean, there's no obligation to leave anything to anybody, including your children. There's a misconception out there. We're kind of... this is not Jerome related, really, but there's a misconception that you have an obligation to leave something to your children, and you don't. As long as you can stipulate clearly what your intentions are and show that you made those decisions of sound mind, then so be it. You don't have to leave the guy 10 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I realize this has nothing to do with mortgages, but I wanted to throw that in because I wanted to throw it in beforehand. But you say it's not true. So somebody's lying to me.
No, you can leave.
No, you can do it.
You can leave the guy a dollar. Yeah. I'm not saying you can't do it.
Okay. It just shows that you thought about that person. What I'm seeing more is that if you are intending on leaving someone out of your will, that there's a paragraph saying that I have intentionally left this person out of the will after careful consideration.
Mm. And they recommend that you notify that person while you're living. Mm. And so there's proof that they've been put on notice.
Okay. Back to Jerome.
Hi, Jerome. You still there?
I am here, yes.
Sorry about that. I just thought you might find that interesting.
I did. I love Jason's answer.
Yeah. What is the latest on the Bank of Canada? When do they step forward again with another announcement?
The next announcement is scheduled for January 24th. Economists are really not expecting much in the way of an update on January 24th, maybe just a little guidance from the Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem. But eyes are kind of fixated on the March announcement and the April announcement. Those are happening March 6th and April the 10th. So there are 8 interest rate announcements per year by the Bank of Canada. Interesting enough, another Jerome Powell, U.S. Fed chair, he declared last week or the week before, that the U.S. is anticipating that they will drop rates 3 times next year. Mm. Nobody knows when. And once that happens, the general notion is there'll be too much pressure on the Bank of Canada not to follow suit because it has all kinds of other repercussions in the broader economy, particularly on the currency. So anyway, eyes are fixated. March 6th, April 10th, that's when we're anticipating an update from the Bank of Canada. The real estate markets, though, Ted, they've already quieted down. This reminds me back to the historical norms, we'll say pre-COVID, so up to 2019. U.S. Thanksgiving usually marked the end of the fall real estate activity period. And then things do typically pick up around the second or third week of January. So those are the historic norms, and we're hoping or anticipating that's what's going to happen in 2024.
I'm wondering, Jerome, if that announcement by the U.S. Chair, if that had something to do with the markets rallying last week. We saw several days of good market rallies, and I didn't kind of connect the dots until you just said that about the other Jerome's announcement. So I'm sure they're connected.
Well, and that's the irony, Jason. The commercial bond yields dictate fixed mortgage rates, and those are not controlled by the Fed or the Bank of Canada. Mm-hmm. Those are controlled, or those are dictated by those are market set, by the laws of supply and demand. But they take guidance from the central bankers. And when the central bankers say, hey, listen, we're going to tighten things up, then the markets typically pull back. When they say things are going to improve or we're going to loosen things, then the markets tend to improve. And that is exactly what we saw. So you are bang on the money, Jason.
A silly question for you, Jerome. The 8 announcements, is that policy? Like, I'm curious to know, how are these dates, announcement dates, set?
Well in advance, they tell us the interest rate announcement dates. They provide to the public a schedule. And this has really become mainstream media in the last few years. People are watching this like a hawk.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think back to, let's say, 30, 40, 50 years ago, nobody even knew the Bank of Canada governor's name, let alone when the interest rate announcements were. So society-wise, we are definitely looking at interest rates intently. It's a fact. We are carrying a much higher level of household debt. So these types of announcements are critical to many Canadians and obviously many listeners.
The Bank of Canada governor's name has a big influence on the value of your $1,000 bill. I can tell you that. Depending on who signed it, determines the value of your $1,000 bill. So Ted, all those $1,000 bills you have in your empty tin coffee tin there?
They don't make them anymore.
They don't make them anymore. I realize that. But there's still a bunch out there. Mm-hmm. And if you've got one, it's worth more than $1,000, depending on which Bank of Canada governor signed it.
So how much would the past governor, Mark Carney's, be worth?
I don't know if he signed any. How long? It's been a long time since they stopped making them.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, sorry, sidebar there. Yes. Okay. Thanks, Jerome.
My pleasure.
Appreciate the update.
Best way for people to touch base with you.
Thanks for asking, Ted. You can reach us info@themortgagetrail.com, www.themortgagetrail.com, and we are working pretty much 7 days a week. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out.
All right, let's go to the email bag, and we have a letter here that says, "Hello, Jason. I believe it was your last show where you mentioned a client who had a 9% return on his investment. Did I hear that correctly?" Yeah, no kidding, huh? "If so, how was he invested that he earned such a return? Thank you."
Okay, thanks, Ted. So, yeah, speaking of, you know, market rallies, which we saw recently, as I just mentioned a second ago, you know, we've had a fantastic year. Our clients are going to be very happy with their year-end statements. And I've said this or alluded to this a few times throughout the year. Well, I said it with regard to mid-year statements, which, of course, come out in July because it's the end of June is the mid-year reporting period for your statement. And, yeah, 2022 was a lousy year for investors, and that was a global phenomenon. And it was the first lousy year in about 10 years, so that's okay. 9 steps forward, 1 step back. There's nothing wrong with that. And then, as predicted, 2023, we've seen recovery. Despite, you know, global events, turmoil, conflicts, despite that, in spite of that maybe, we've seen recovery. And I'm here to say that 9% is low for our clients. We've got, most of our clients are going to be looking at double-digit returns at the end of this year when they get their year-end statement in January. They'll get the year-end statement for December 31. And I gotta tell this one story. Most of the time, of course, we provide a balanced portfolio. Remember, when we do the transfer from the bank to the insurance company, we create an investment portfolio that everyone's comfortable with. That's my job, is to make sure you understand what we're doing with the money at the insurance company. Again, we're not talking about life insurance. We're talking about reinvesting it so that we can put a beneficiary on it and avoid the probate. And that costs nothing most of the time. And that, you know, we've got our favorites in terms of what we recommend for portfolios. And as I said, most of our clients are going to be seeing double-digit returns. But one client in particular, and this is an anomaly, and I can't emphasize that enough, one client was focused on the U.S. equity fund that we often recommend. And that's the only fund this client is in with his portfolio. And that fund this year has done 43%. So we have a client at avoidprobate.ca whose portfolio has returned 43% in 2023. He's the only one. Like I said, it's an anomaly. We don't often see such focus with the investment portfolio. Usually it's a blend, you know, a balanced portfolio with a blend of several funds. But this one particular individual who knows what he's doing, knows what he's talking about, he really liked the U.S. equity fund, and that's all he wanted. So, yeah, he's the boss. As long as it's all noted in the file, so be it. 43%. So that's a high. That's going to be our record for the year. Most of our clients, though, like I said, are going to see double digits up to high teens, to be honest. So it's been a good year. And by the way, the markets are still not fully recovered from what we call the correction, 2022. When the markets go down, that's called a correction. It's an odd number. It's kind of like a conflict of terms or whatever, because corrections are normally good things, right? But this corrections in the market is a decline in market value. We still are not fully recovered from 2022's correction. So there's still opportunity for investors to take advantage of market gains. Call us. We can help you. We'll set up a no-charge consultation. I'll explain it in more details. I'll show you what the investment options look like. It's not something we can do on the radio. We got to sit down face-to-face. It's a 45 to an hour-long meeting. It's casual. It doesn't cost anything. You'll like it. You'll be glad you spent the time to get the information. Okay? So thank you to that listener for writing in with that email. I hope I've answered the question. 9% is good, for sure, but 19% is better, and we've seen that, no doubt about it.
We certainly have. Jason, I actually just went on to look at what the year-to-date return was currently for that U.S. fund that we like to incorporate into some of our portfolios, and it's at 47.8%.
Are you kidding? It's been a few days since I looked at it. So 47%, that is going to be a record for that fund. I know in 2020 that fund did 41%, I believe, but now it's done 47. I mean, that's amazing. But again, I got to stress, it's a one-off. It is a fund we use almost for every portfolio, but in this one case, this one client, that's all he owns. He's very happy. And don't forget, Colin, we've reset. Right. Remember, one of the advantages of dealing with the insurance company investment options is you get to lock in your gains. He's triggered a reset at no cost. It's built in to the portfolio. He has reset his portfolio at a 47% increase. That will never change. That's amazing. And he can do it again. We're at the end of the year in 2023. It's going to be 2024 very soon. As soon as the new year arrives, he can reset again if he wants to, once a year.
That's absolutely right. It's a huge bonus of doing in the seg fund market.
One of the many advantages. Thanks for pointing that out, Colin. Okay, Ted, let's talk about your latest podcast. What's going on?
Jonathan Torrance, who is quite what an amazing talent, I'll tell you. He is a writer, producer, and actor. He has starred in Trailer Park Boys, Letterkenny, Mr. D, Shoresy, and in many of those programs, he not only acted in them, but he wrote or directed episodes. He did something like 10 episodes of Mr. D. He's an incredibly talented guy, and had a chance to chat with him. It's a fascinating career that he began at the age of, I believe, 16, and he's like 51 now.
Love Mr. D.
Yeah, well, he plays the vice principal in Mr. D.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
The blonde-haired guy.
And people can find your podcast where, Ted?
Pretty much everywhere you find your podcast, your favorite podcast, or you can go to my website, tedwalsh.ca.
Awesome. Okay, well, thanks for that. And I guess this is the point of the show where we say goodbye, happy new year, farewell, thanks for joining us, thanks for being here. It's a little bit of an emotional goodbye today because it's, as you know, it's our last goodbye. We're not disappearing, right, Colin? People can find us how? Remind them?
Well, we need our support from our audience. We love you all, and we want to stay in touch. So come to our website, scroll to the bottom of the page. There's a subscription tab there where you enter in your contact information. And from there, you will receive weekly links to every show that we do moving forward. You can also find all of the past shows on our website by clicking the Listen to the Show tab closer to the top of the page. But we really need everyone to get to that website, sign in, subscribe, and keep in touch.
Keep in touch. Can't thank my team members enough. Ted Walsh and, of course, Debbie Stanley's here. Wouldn't have been the same without you. The show wouldn't have been the same without you. Ian Robertson taking care of us from behind the glass. We couldn't have done it without his help either. Thank Ian. Of course, before Ian, it was Kelly for a long time. I'm Jason Laidler. And I can't thank you, the listeners, enough for joining us every Sunday morning. We know that we have loyal listeners who try very hard not to miss a show. And that's amazing. And we're flattered that you've taken the time on your weekends.
And you'll be able to listen whenever you want.
We're just switching formats to the podcast, like Colin said. So keep looking for us. We're out there, and the Avoid Probate Show Roadshow is going to be out there again. I remind you, if you're interested in that, reach out to us at the number that Ted provided, or you can reach us through the website, like Ted said as well. So with that, Debbie and Ted, Happy New Year. Ian, Happy New Year. Colin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yep. Bye for now.
You've been listening to an exclusive podcast of Avoid Probate with Jason Laidler. Heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. on Zoomer Radio. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.